Hey there. You know that feeling when you're planning a trip and you crave more than just the usual tourist spots.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you want to dig a little deeper, right?
Yeah, find those hidden gems.
Exactly. And this time we're thinking about Genoa, Italy.
Ah, Genoa.
But hold on. For this deep dive, we're going beyond the city walls. We're diving into all those breathtaking coastal towns that most travelers just dream about.
Sounds amazing.
We're talking charming villages, luxurious escapes, even some off-the-beaten-path adventures that'll make you feel like you've discovered a whole new world.
I'm ready.
So, you know those incredible little fishing villages you see in postcards?
Oh, yeah, with the colorful houses perched on the cliffs.
Exactly. Well, our sources say one of the best is just a stone's throw from Genoa, like a 30-minute train ride. It's called Camogli.
Camogli, I've heard of it.
It's supposed to be this picture-perfect blend of colorful houses, fishing boats bobbing in the harbor, and that authentic Italian vibe.
And it's much less crowded than some of the more famous spots on the Italian Riviera.
Which is a huge plus, because you can really soak in the atmosphere, wander through the narrow streets, have lunch right there on the waterfront.
They say the seafood is incredible. Fresh caught anchovies right out of the sea.
I know. I read about this one restaurant where you can literally watch the fishermen mend their nets while you're enjoying your lunch.
Talk about an authentic experience.
And I love that Camogli has this beautiful basilica, Santa Maria Assunta, overlooking the whole bay. Just imagine the view from up there.
It's a photographer's dream.
Now, on the flip side, if you're looking for a taste of glamour, our sources say you can't miss Portofino.
Portofino.
It's known for attracting celebrities and the jet set crowd.
It's that classic Italian Riviera experience with luxury boutiques, high-end dining, and stunning views.
And you just might spot a celebrity or two while you're sipping your cappuccino.
You never know who you might see.
But okay, let's say you're looking for something a little more low-key.
A bit more relaxed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, south of Genoa, there's this hidden gem called Sestri Levante.
Sestri Levante. Now you're talking.
It's got this really unique geography. Two picturesque bays divided by a narrow isthmus.
And one of those bays is called the Bay of Silence.
The Bay of Silence. How peaceful does that sound?
Like a dream. They say it's perfect for swimming, sunbathing, just getting away from it all.
Sign me up. Right!
Now, we can't talk about coastal towns near Genoa without mentioning the Cinque Terre, even though it's a bit further afield.
Cinque Terre. It's on everyone's bucket list for a reason.
Five villages, Monterosso, Vernazza, Cornelia, Manarola, and Rio Maggiore, each one more charming than the last.
Perched on those rugged cliffs, connected by those amazing hiking trails.
And the views from those trails.
Breathtaking. You're surrounded by vineyards, olive groves, the Ligurian Sea sparkling in the distance.
But let's be real. The Cinque Terre is a bit of a trek from Genoa, and it can get pretty crowded.
It's true, but it's worth it, at least once.
Oh, for sure.
You can always find a quiet corner if you know where to look. So, for those who want a bit of that Cinque Terre beauty without the crowds, our sources suggest Santa Margherita Ligure.
Santa Margherita Ligure is a gem.
It's known for its beautiful promenade.
Where you can stroll along the waterfront, enjoy some gelato, people watch.
They say it's a great spot to experience the Italian Riviera at a more relaxed pace.
Exactly.
This is amazing. We've gone from charming villages to glamorous escapes to hidden coves, all within easy reach of Genoa.
It's incredible how much variety there is.
And that's what I love about this region. Whether you're looking for a quiet escape or a taste of the high life, you can find it all within easy reach of Genoa.
It makes you realize that Genoa is more than just a city break. It's a gateway to a whole region of incredible experiences.
So for those of you out there who are ready to ditch the tourist traps and uncover some hidden gems, Genoa and its coastal treasures are calling your name. But hey, don't stray too far just yet.
Why is that?
Because in our next deep dive, we're taking a closer look at Genoa itself. We'll uncover why it's a destination in its own right.
Can't wait.
Until then, happy travels.